This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you guys get the bad news? Oh, yeah. This is, man, explosive. Yeah, it's old news, but if you're not paying attention, maybe you missed it. Glad you guys are paying attention to me, the Kevin Jackson. Well, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. If you screw up on the radio, it sounds rather, like egotistical. Did you pay attention to the Kevin Jackson as you're speaking about yourself in third person? Many radio people do this. We have to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I hate to do this to you, but I have to deliver some bad news. Because normally, I'm the purveyor of good news. I tell you, Happy New Year. You whooped up on those Democrats. You kicked some booty. Donald Trump is president. Hillary Clinton is not. Your stock portfolio is probably doing better. You feel better about yourselves, your kids, your children. Everybody's children. You're feeling good. And I got to deliver this kind of news. I'm hesitant. I'm getting worked up. Do you guys see me getting worked up? I'm chuckling, but I don't want to deliver this bad news. This is earth-shattering stuff. This will affect the geopolitical climate around the world. Indeed, it will. And you're going to hear it here, not necessarily first, but I'm going to break it down for you. You may have heard it. I don't know if you took it as hard as I'm taking it and as much as I'm trying to deliver it to you now that Stormy Daniels and her husband are divorcing. That's right. They're divorcing. He filed for divorce, her husband. The man that, by the way, she said threatened. He looked very suspiciously like the dude she said Trump had sent to threaten her for her silence. Dun 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 dun. Where's that music when I need it? Yeah, and in his divorce filings, he says she's a I'm trying to be delicate. Don't be mad because I'm not speaking fast enough for you. I know and on this show, I can get hyped up and you'll think I'm on speed. I've never taken a drug in my life and I never will. But you'll think that I'm on speed because we move quick. I get bored with the news. Finally, we get some real news, news that we can count on, something that could disrupt the fabric of politics around the world. What does it mean? My producer says in my ear, what does it mean? Let me tell you, Trump could be impeached over this. Did I tell you? Stormy Daniels is getting divorced. You know it's Trump's fault. And her husband says she's, I just don't want to say it because sometimes they're little cheerings that listen to my program. Anyway, Daniels is at the center of the political scandal that we all know involves the president. Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever he did with Daniels, it was, of course, while he wasn't president, but that doesn't matter when you're trying to get the man. As I say that for the lefties out there. I want them to be able to enjoy this moment. Stephanie Clifford. She lives in Forney, Texas. Will they change Forney, Texas to Fornicate, Texas? Isn't it ironic? She fornicate. Her husband, Glendon Crane, no kin to Frazier, filed for petition of divorce on July the 18th in district court in Kaufman County, just southeast of Dallas. In his 13-page divorce petition, Crane alleged, here it comes, adultery as the grounds for his divorce, and he seeks sole custody of the couple's 7-year-old daughter, and child support from Clifford, as well as a disproportionate share of the couple's community property. I don't know whether this dude has a leg to stand on, but I just find it very interesting that he wants the lion's share. And I say to him, Strange. I hope you get it, young man. The adult film star tweeted late Monday that she doesn't need or want privacy, but she wants truth, and it will come out. I'm not afraid. Yeah, Stormy apparently was in a stormy relationship, and her husband says that she's an adulterer. Look, I don't want to get all in his business, but Stormy's business makes her an adulterer. You get what I'm saying? Look, if you're going to marry a porn star, you got to deal with the fallout, broski. I'm just saying, look, I'm a bro. I get it. And I know there are people like, come on, Kev. Come on, Kevin. Porn stars need love, too. I know. When Stormy's doing her and him, and I've got my finger quotes here, job, that's just sex. When she comes home to Mr. Crane, to Glendon, that's love. Okay, look, I'm not trying to be despair. Look, I watched a porn star couple do an interview once, and they were like lovey. They like lovey, look like any other couple. And they asked the husband something like, "Well, are you on set when your wife is at work?" And that's putting it as delicately as you can. And he goes, "No, I just don't want to be there, you know, when she's working, you know, and so they ask her, and she's like, you know, it really doesn't matter to me if I'm with my husband when he's doing his job, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's weird. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a prude, you know, but her work? Here's the question. Do you like going to the set and watching your wife, your betrothed, having sex with, you know, 5 or 10 guys in an evening and then coming home and you guys sitting around having a cup of coffee saying, how was the job? How was work today, hon? Or let's say you don't even see it, but you're sitting at home drinking your latte in your smoking jacket or whatever, playing with the dog or the kids, and your wife comes home and you say, hey, honey, tough day at work? What? How do you handle this? I see why Glendon filed for divorce. But, you know, was Stormy tipping? I mean, look, Stormy's got a shady, she's got a stormy past, right? She's a shady character. He knew this going in. I don't know how I would rule. How would you rule if you were a judge? Give me a call. I'd love to know. 844-551-8255. Or send me a note. Maybe you're like an acquaintance of mine, Tito Ortiz, and you actually dated a porn star. Maybe so. I don't know. Somebody in the adult film industry. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President-elect Andres Manuel López Obrador of Mexico has changed his tune, apparently. And I can tell you, I predicted it. I'm glad you're listening to me. My name is Kevin Jackson, for you newbies. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you like the smooth stylings of Kevin Jackson, go to racepimping.com and get my book. If you want to do something forward-thinking, then September the 7th, save the date. Bleeding Blue opens in theaters around the country. And if you want to learn more about the film, go to bleedingbluemovie.com. Would love to have you check it out. Give us your feedback. New trailer's coming out. We are less than 50 days away from opening, man, and it's exciting times for my crew. Back to President-elect Andres Manuel López Obrador of Mexico. Not long ago, Obrador essentially threatened the United States with a mass Mexican invasion. Hey, Obrador, too late. Trop tard, as they say in French. Yes, too late. We've been invaded by Mexico. But here's what happened a while back. López Obrador has likened President Trump's attacks on Mexicans to the way Nazis talked about the Jews. He has proposed organizing protest against Trump's immigration policy, with people dressed in white forming a human chain along the length of the U.S. border. On Sunday night after his victory was announced, however, he said any relationship with the United States would need to include a defense of our migrant countrymen living north of the border. He says we need to include defending the illegals that have come over into America. Equates what Donald Trump says about protecting America, America first, make America great again, is Nazis. Let me tell you something about Mexico and America. If America goes to heck in a handbasket, Mexico will be there waiting to give us the key to the city. Let me tell you, if we suffer, they suffer mightily. Take the United States out of the Mexican economy and you don't have a Mexico. If we aren't buying their stinking drugs, if we aren't propping up their stinking economy with the maquiladoras plants that we have along the border and the interior facilities that we have in Guadalajara and Monterrey and Mexico City, Mexico doesn't exist. And that is a fact. If we don't have the 10 or 11 million Mexicans wiring money back over to that godforsaken crap hole country, then they don't survive. It's that simple. Our lust for drugs, as sad as it is to say, keeps Mexico alive. That business that's run by cartels, bad men of Mexican heritage, who are willing to kill their countrymen over this, all for the sake of riches, is predicated on the United States' appetite for those drugs. So, Raul Labrador, his name is Lopez Labrador. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, he had better watch what he says. That's why Donald Trump says, look, I don't care how you slice it. You guys are going to pay for our wall. You're going to pay. You're going to give us back what you get from us. And I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. $70 billion trade deficit, and you don't think you're going to give back to this country? Yes, you will. And by the way, you better fix your system. You better get a control of those cartels. Because America's not going to be your piggy bank much longer. But anyway, Obrador gets elected, Lopez Obrador, and he quickly backtracked. Yeah, he put his little naughty bits in a vice of his own creation, and here's what he says. Although, and this is an article that I was reading, it says, although Lopez Obrador struck a conciliatory tone in his acceptance speech, asking for friendship and mutual respect with the United States, he will now face the difficult task of reconciling his promises of compassion for migrants and the peasants drawn into the Mexicans' drug trade with the interest in building a constructive relationship with President Trump. Let me translate. They met privately. Donald Trump says, look, I get it. You're in a patriarchal society. You've promised a lot. You need to deliver. You have no bullets in your gun. I could embarrass you publicly. I could continue to say Mexico's going to build a wall and we're going to build the wall and they're going to pay for it. I could continue doing that. But let's just be very clear. You have no negotiating room here. Yeah. So Lopez Obrador had to reflect. Immediately upon his election, he reflected on that false bravado. Now he finds himself having to kiss the ring. So he released a 7-page letter to President Trump. And from this vantage point, having read it, I would call it a love letter. Yeah. It's a letter of amor. Amore. Señor Trump, I must tell you, first of all, my sincerest apologies. I don't know what got into me. You are a very handsome man. Beautiful, in fact. Oh, I can see Ricardo Montalban talking about President Trump's, your skin looks like Corinthian leather. Oh, man. In the letter, Obrador outlined how he hopes the two countries can work together to improve security at their border and discourage migration from Mexico, a very far cry from the man who said he hopes that Mexicans go across the border in droves. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. This is a dude who's essentially said, I'm giving up on our economy. I'm giving up on really wrangling in these Mexican drug lords or whatever. Because if he wanted to do something about the Mexican drug lords, you know all he'd have to do? Get on the phone. Donald, listen. I know we are good friends now. I need your help, my friend. I need all the type of surveillance equipment so I can get rid of these drug cartels and get control of my government. Are you willing to help? And President Trump would say, sure, yeah, we'd be happy to. Yeah, we'll do it better than anybody. We'll get rid of the drugs. He'd do what he does. Now, here's the problem. We want drugs in America. People want drugs. There are drug addicts that don't know what they do. Mostly leftists. They wouldn't even know how to act if they couldn't get their drugs. But he could get easy help from President Trump. He says this, there will be many changes. And in this new atmosphere of progress with well-being, I'm sure we can reach agreements to confront together the migration phenomena as well as the problem of border insecurity. And Donald Trump could say, look, we've been trying to prop up your economy for years. We've been giving you $70 billion of free money from trade. What are you going to do? How are you going to deal with this? You got to put that money to work in things that matter. I can see Trump saying, I'm going to help you, but you have essentially 2 years to get your act together. I'm going to give you 2.5 years because we're clamping down on trade. No amount of your beautiful rolling of the R's is going to change my mind on how I deal with you. Now, I'm publicly not going to embarrass you. Unless you start overstepping your bounds. But let's remember who wears the big boy pants in this relationship. Mi amigo. That's what I think Trump said to him. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The UN command said today that 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea would be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. A U.S. military plane flew to pick up the remains, and Congressman Lee Zeldin talks about our communications with the North Koreans.
It's certainly an important sign of progress. You're seeing a commitment being fulfilled. It's important to note that North Korea was making concessions before the talks even took place. Mm-hmm. They stopped their provocative missile testing and development.
CBS CEO Les Moonves is accused of unwanted kissing and touching in an article that was published today in The New Yorker. CBS stocks fell on the news, and also CBS has said they're going to be investigating these allegations. And President Donald Trump denied knowing Friday that he knew in advance about a meeting at Trump Tower between a Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Someone else that thinks she's a part of a new generation of leaders, Democratic congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, hit the campaign trail with Senator Bernie Sanders this weekend in Kansas. She says her platform, which includes universal jobs guarantee, forgiveness of all student loan debt, abolishing ICE, represents the future of the Democratic Party. Do you agree?
Well, I think that she has an important voice in the Democratic Party, but the reality is that if we're going to be a majority party, if we're actually going to win in November, we've got to have a diversity of views. And I think that's one of the things that's made our party strong in the past. But if we become narrower, if we become more divided, then you know what? We can do that as Democrats. We're just not going to win.
That is Seth Moulton, who's a Democrat congressman, I believe. And that is as close to reality as you get for a Democrat. He's admitting that they don't have the level of inclusivity that they claim to have. They don't have the level of tolerance that they claim to have. He understands that Alex Ocasio-Cortez isn't the future of the Democratic Party, not if they want to win. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Boy, how revealing. We can't win with that strategy. We have to be more inclusive. He's saying to you that he knows, which, trust me, folks, this is not some secret only to Seth Moulton. This is something that the Democrats know across the board. He knows they are intolerant, bigoted, sexist, man-hating, capitalist-hating, military-hating, America-hating Democrats, and their tent is getting smaller. People recognize it. Why do you think blacks are leaving the Democratic Party in the largest numbers, and certainly in modern history? Why do you think Latinos are leaving the Democratic Party in large numbers? Millennials are leaving the Democratic Party. Women are leaving the Democratic Party because they're great folks, and you know, but just misunderstood. Did you hear her platform? I love these Democrats that believe that they know so much about what people are. Oh, they want free school. What education am I getting? Free college for everybody. Free indoctrination. Let me tell you something, parents. If you hear nothing else I say in all the times I've said anything on this radio show, understand this. Get it out of your head that college is a great thing. Get it out of your head. You better select the right college, and you better be all over your kids in terms of who they join and why. You think you have to watch your kids growing up? You got to watch your kids worse in college than at any time in their lives. They get there, and suddenly there's student groups that are, you know, talking about cultural appropriation and, you know, all this other stuff that's going on in college campuses that just does nothing except make these kids not into adults, but into toddlers, and they want you to pay for it. They want you to not only pay for it, they jack the rates up year after year. Everything in America, for the most part, gets cheaper and better. Not education. They get better tools. They get all the things they need to make your kids the smartest people on the planet. What do you need a professor for when you can Google it? And with all this technology and this information age that they're in, you have the dumbest kids on the planet. And the colleges will tell you, we need more money because money will solve the problem. Money has solved the problem. It is paid for us to create more leftists in this country. How ridiculous is that? You are paying to cut your own throat for your own execution. Enough is enough. Let's listen to Ocasio-Cortez, the Washington Free Beacon, or Beacon, whatever they call themselves. They made a video of the things that this girl has said. And it's one thing to hear the audio. It's another to hear, to watch it. You should see where she gets caught and she kind of looks up like, and you'll hear it in the video, in the audio. But to see it, the Democrats, I'm really talking to you and I'm trying to counsel with you. What a crazy group of people to have put this girl. This girl is so unprepared. If Obama was unprepared, and he proved it, she's 10 times worse. At least. And let me let you hear this clip.
And they were both texting me about their excitement over Alexandria because, you know, she represents the future of our party.
And then if people are going to call me a socialist for believing in those things, like, all right, call me a socialist. Like, I don't give a damn.
Unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. Capitalism has not always existed in the world, and it will not always exist in the world. Unemployment is low because people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and can barely feed their kids. We have this no-holds-barred, Wild West hyper-capitalism.
It is the system that, unlike all the others, has lifted more people out of poverty.
Those things that you talk about, that you discuss, are part of the course of human evolution.
You posted the following on Twitter. You wrote, quote, "This is a massacre," meaning the Israeli military shooting of Palestinian protesters.
I could only imagine if 60 people were shot and killed in Ferguson, or if 60 people were shot and killed, you know, in the West Virginia teacher strike.
Well, I believe absolutely in Israel's right to exist. What people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing. I am a proponent of a two-state solution.
Are you still for a two-state solution?
Well, you know, I think this is a conversation that I'm engaging with activists right now.
I'm a firm believer in finding a two-state solution.
And this is a conversation that I'm sitting down with lots of activists in this movement on. And I think that ICE is right there as a part of it. That is why they're able to get away with black sites at our border.
We have to occupy all of it. We need to occupy every airport. We need to occupy every border. We need to occupy every ICE office.
What do you mean black sites? What do you mean about black ICE, black sites?
So I was just, yes. So actually, we were just hopping off MSNBC and they were talking about it.
I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue.
All I can say is wow. Wow, wow, wow. Democrats, seriously. Look, I don't even know who she replaced, but I'll tell you this. He or she's got to be heads and shoulders smarter than this girl. I'm not an expert in geopolitics. No. But she's going to represent some area of New York and vote on geopolitics that certainly impacts New Yorkers. This is a woman that's going to vote on North Korea, Iran, Russia, China, trade, foreign policy initiatives, you know, black ops, black sites, as she called them. She didn't even know what it was. I told you guys before, one of the things that separates children from adults is an adult is smart enough to go, I'm sorry, I don't know. Well, sometimes people will say to me, Kevin, so, well, you know such and such. And, you know, they just assume. I go, well, hold on before you continue. No, I don't. And they're like, oh, you don't? Okay. And then they explain it. They don't go, oh, you don't? They go, oh, you don't? Oh, okay. Well, it was when that, you remember back at such and such, and they explain it. Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. But I'm not going to sit up there and go, I'm an expert. If someone asked me a question on TV, it happened with me with Tucker Carlson. He was like, Tucker said something, you know, that I thought was completely extraneous in one of my interviews. And I was like, excuse me? And he was like, and I go, I'm not sure what you're referencing. And I went on. I don't want people to believe that I think I'm the smartest guy in the room. There are many people who are brilliant. Brilliant. And I'm brilliant in my area. Is that a good example? Ben Shapiro. He chimes in on this deal of, and we'll get into this maybe, but the taking of the security clearances from, and he's like, what's the big deal? I mean, it's not like anybody, you know, does anything with those security clearances when they leave. And I was like, Ben, you need to stay in your lane. You are a brilliant guy when it comes to talking about certain issues. When it comes to understanding what security clearances do, you know, while you're in a job and post, you don't know enough to fill a thimble. So one of my buddies who's a big-time guy, I mean, this guy's had security clearances that don't have names, he essentially tweeted the same thing and said, what naivete, you know, for you to come in and talk about this when you don't even know what it's about. Trump knows what he's doing in taking away these guys' security clearances. But there's Shapiro showing his never Trump, you know, side going, well, I just think it's really stupid that he wants to take them away. There's a reason. And just because he doesn't understand it, you know the old saying, you don't know what you don't know? When you don't know what you don't know, shut up. And that's what Ocasio-Cortez should do. We'll see if the left puts all their eggs in her basket.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The other day I was talking about shame and how if you were a Democrat in America today, you should feel nothing but shame. You should be embarrassed at yourselves. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm just going to tell you the honest truth. I've said it to Republicans. If you support Paul Ryan, you should be embarrassed. He was a fraud. If you supported John McCain and voted for him in 2008 and you haven't reflected on this and said to yourself, I'm so sorry, you should be ashamed of yourself, Republicans. If you voted for Romney in the 2012 elections and you haven't looked back and reflected on the error of your ways, repent, I say to you. Republicans, see, it's equal opportunity. If you haven't looked back at the policies of George Bush and said to yourself, what the heck was I doing? How could I be so blind where I wasn't paying attention to politics? People had legitimate beefs against this man, particularly financially, what he was doing with the Patriot Act, all these things, these egregious acts that have now come to light. What Obama now put on steroids, trying to dethrone Donald Trump. Messing with the sovereignty of a U.S. election. That's exactly what Barack Obama did, and Hillary Clinton and all those minions. And they want to make it on the Russians. They want you to believe the Russians were the bad guys. They're the ones who did it. Shame. The most powerful master emotion. Breen Brown, who studies shame, said that it's the fear that we're not good enough that makes for shame. True. Very true. Very true. Mostly when you lie, it's built on a shame. It is. Built on a shame. You want to pretend to be something you're not because you want to impress a girl or you want to impress a guy. You're too ashamed to say, look, I'm an ordinary person. I'm a mortal. Subject to all the fallacies of man. And, you know, I like you a lot and I'd like to just have you like me. In spite of the idea that I don't make as much money as I'd like to make, or I don't drive the nice car, have the nice house, or whatever. But what I will give you is I'll give you the true me. How about that? That's a pretty nice thing to get, the true of somebody. Shame, the most powerful master emotion. That's what Breen Brown called it. That's why the left hate Christians. We show them their shame. See, it's a shared shame. The shame that we show them is the very shame we feel, the shame that we've overcome. But they take it personally. Somebody comes to me and says, Kevin, you know, man, I'm ashamed for this and this, the state of America. I don't think to myself, oh, he's really talking to me. He's just trying to couch it into some, you know, pretext that, you know, it's about the metaphorical, figurative you, but he really means you, man. No, I don't do that. Nope. I don't take it personal. If it doesn't fit me, I know who I am. If it doesn't fit me, I'm not taking credit. You're not selling me that shame. But the left, man, it's all around them. Everything that they do, the jobs they want to get, they get a crappy job. You say, so what do you do for a living? Well, I mean, right now, you know, I'm working over here, but you know, I'm really a rapper. You know, I'm really this. I'm really this. So this is a placeholder for me because they don't want to just say, yeah, I work. I'm a janitor. That's what I do now. Now, if the next question is, really, do you enjoy janitor? No, not at all, man. It's a placeholder. You know, I have another career I'm pursuing. I hope I can make it. They don't tell you that. No, I mean, you know, I'm working over at the so-and-so. They may not even tell you what they do at the so-and-so. But, you know, right now I'm doing that, you know, because I got this deal I'm working on, man. It's going to be big. Really? How so? Don't get to questioning of their deals and what the, because every time, you know, what they say, you peel back, scratch a lie and you find a thief, something like that. So they want to feel good about who they are and they are afraid you won't be accepting. And you know who's the least accepting of anybody you'll ever meet? Leftist. Least accepting. They will ride you for your clothes, your haircut, your complexion, your color, your gender, you name it, your shoe size. I'll tease you about it, but I won't care. It will endear me to me. If you got extra large feet, I'll talk about them, but it'll just make me love you more. I'll just buy you big shoes. When I'm at a place, I'll see some big old shoes, and I'll go, oh, I got to get those. I got to get him those. Yeah, but not them. Oh, you're going to invite him? You've seen his feet, right? They're huge. They're enormous. Oh, my gosh. You going to a Japanese restaurant? He's got to take off those enormous shoes? That's going to be embarrassing. Oh, you're right. We can't invite him. He's got those really big feet. Huh. Hey, listen, Jim, something's come up. We were going to meet you at Sakiura. On Tuesday, yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's how they are. Y'all know it's how they are because you've seen them. You've seen them in action. Don't be looking at me like Kevin Jackson doesn't know what he's talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you the shame. They don't want you to understand that when, I'll just use a shooter. In a shooting situation, it's not the gun's fault. It's the shooter's fault. And you want to know who the shooter is? A lefty. Or somebody the lefty really supports. That's it. So instead of deflecting and telling, instead of talking about it truthfully, the shame kicks in and they say, oh, you know, another one of ours killed somebody. So they overlook it. They don't want to tell you, oh, it was one of our lefties that did it. Look at the amount of crime that's committed. Look at who's doing the crime. I dare any lefty to go to the police station on any given day. See who the perps are. Go up to the perp and say, hey, just curiosity. They won't know your name or anything. You're doing a random poll. Do you align more closely with Democrats or Republicans? You want an answer? Come on, you know what the answer is. Sometimes my audience will just make me have to give a lecture. You know who what the answer is. It's a Democrat. Remember that thing they did a while back? Somebody did it during the time of Obama, and they showed the number of people arrested wearing Obama logo shirts. It's pathetic. Number of people arrested wearing Trump or wearing Bush. Not that Bush was a good president, but you don't find people arrested wearing Bush logoed crap. Nobody. But man, there was a montage of people arrested with, you know, a change we can believe in and the logos and Obama stuff. It's crazy to see. It's actually kind of funny to watch. So there was a mass shooting in Toronto, Canada. And there hadn't been a mass shooting since the attack on a mosque in Quebec City, January 29th of 2017. A single gunman killed six people, and he wounded 18 others. But before that, Canada hadn't had a mass shooting since January 22nd, 2016, when a 17-year-old student shot and killed two people at a residence in La Loche, Saskatchewan. Then he went to the community, and he killed a teacher and an assistant, and then he wounded several others. That was almost a year earlier than the previous one. And then we have this shooting recently in Toronto just a couple days ago. And the reports were it was a white guy. That's what they told us. It's a white guy, man. Yep. But it wasn't. It was a Muslim dude. And it doesn't matter. I mean, dead is dead. But it wasn't a white guy. It was a Muslim guy. And they didn't tell you that. And they didn't want to tell you that out of shame. Because it's supposed to be tolerance, and everybody's tolerant. The Muslims have been welcomed with open arms. And I don't know why this guy decides to go on a shooting rampage, but he did. But then they said, well, it's the firearm. They used the American statistics on firearms to say, oh, this is bad news. Here it is. A firearm is nearly 7 times less likely to be used in a homicide in Canada than in the U.S. You want to know why? Because they have 5,000 times fewer guns. So if you were to put that statistic in perspective, it means Canadians are 500 times more likely to use a gun in a crime. They said in 2016, there were 223 firearm-related homicides in the country, 0.61 per 100,000 population. The U.S. was 3.8 homicides by firearm per 100,000, a sevenfold increase. Okay, congratulations. The gun laws of Canada are much stricter than those in the U.S., and they want to further tighten them because of this particular shooting and others. But truth be told, they know that statistically, when you weigh them in balance with the number of people that have guns and who can carry guns, in Canada, you can't carry a gun. It can be in your home. That's it. Can't carry it on your person. It's very strict on who gets guns outside of that. But this Muslim who shot people up had it, and so did all these other mass shooters. So it didn't matter that the gun laws say leave your gun at home. Canada wants to blame the gun. There are leftists in this country who want them to blame the gun because they understand that it isn't the gun. It is the people, and they don't want you looking at the people. It's either a leftist or somebody they care a lot about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.